Do not let your fire go out. Spark by irreplaceable spark in the hopeless swamps of the not quite, the not yet, and the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserved and have never been able to reach. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It's yours. And this week's opening quote comes from Ayn Rand. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. I don't particularly agree with all of Ayn Rand's philosophies, but that's a great quote. You must never let your fire go out, folks. Don't let the disappointments get to you, and don't think that the world you desire cannot be won, because it does exist, it is real, and it is possible. And it is yours if you believe it to be yours. You must never forget that this whole journey that we're on is about that exactly. It's about the journey. It's about the information that you gather and what you do with the information and how you apply yourself to reality. That's really what this is all about. You know, most of what this system does is prevent that from happening. It prevents us from ever really applying ourselves to reality. It gives us a misconception of what reality is, a misconception of what we are, and a misconception of how we should apply ourselves to reality. It creates all of these fictitious parameters, all these artificial parameters, all these artificial standards and things that we should measure ourselves by, these social standards, economic standards, intellectual standards, which of course have been misconstrued and revamped to actually mean academic standards, and yet these modern academic standards are merely your level of brainwashing, and in all of it, none of these standards we are given in any respect really mean anything. And they're not really about ourselves. They're not really about the art of being you and expressing that to the greatest of your potential. You know, none of the things that we're taught through the academic and educational systems really prepare us to explore ourselves or prepare us for what the world is really like. They just give us the communication skills we need to function in a corporate world and to chat on Instagram and Snapchat these days. They don't really give us any real education at all, and they basically prepare us to be a functional cog in the big machine or usable cannon fodder for a military-industrial complex that needs manpower. That's basically the function of the education system. If you can't function in the business world, of course, cannon fodder is the next viable option. And they set it up that way in order to gain the cannon fodder they need to wage the wars that they need to wage in order to order the world into the state that they wish to mould it into. And make no mistake, folks, that's what the wars are about. None of the wars that we are seeing fought in the world today are being fought to free anybody. None of them are being fought to hold back the terrorists. None of them are being fought for even the real religious reasons that people are given. The wars are being fought in order to order the world into the state that they want it into. You know, even the enemies that we have are contrived and constructed enemies, because really what the New World Order is the smart grid, as I've been saying so often lately. And really when you look at the world, you see this smart grid is underlying everything in every country, and it's coming in across the board. All of this other stuff is simply a distraction, and none of it is addressing the reality of the situation and where it's leading us to. And what we really need to do as a species, or as an independent media, or as an activist, or as anybody who is working for real change in the world, is we need to identify the real problem and the root cause of the problems, and we need to focus our attention there on addressing the root cause of the problems and holding the people who are introducing these problems and controlling the direction we're going accountable for their actions. We really have to see how we're being played with all this and step above the fiction that we are allowing to control our lives, because fiction is mostly what controls us. It's simply our belief in stuff, our belief in authority, our belief that the legislation these people write on paper is real for a start. I mean, you know, our belief in fictitious law above natural law, when even the fictitious law that they write doesn't apply to itself. I mean, it doesn't apply to them. It doesn't really work in any way, shape, or form. It's simply a smokescreen to hide us away from natural law and to what we really should be doing to fix this situation. You know, and even when you look at natural law, I mean, natural law is based on the concept that one should not do harm to anybody else. And that's really the basis of real law, and it's the basis of any functional society. And on the surface, it is also presented to be the basis of what is presented to us as being law, the legislation that these people write. this is presented to us in the concept that it is there for our protection. It's there to ensure that people do not have harm caused against them. And yet all this legislation does is cause harm. All the government really does is cause harm. All the police do is cause harm. Even when they're enforcing the legislation, they most certainly cause harm in order to do it. So it's all backwards, folks. None of this law that they give you and call law is really law. It's simply the color of law, and it exists due to our misplaced belief in authority. You know, the thing is, you can present this concept to people, you could present this concept to the legal system, and they will tell you, well, no, the law is not there to make sure that you do not have harm caused against you, it's there to protect society and to make sure society functions properly. And people look at this and they'll go, well, okay, that's a good idea, society needs to have rules so it functions properly, but they don't understand what society is or what it has become, because the society that we exist in today is simply a system of people farming whereby those at the top create more and more stringent standards whereby they can milk more and more of the wealth of the population and curtail and control the actions of the population more and more. That's what it's about. Now, the society we've got now is not based on human standards, it's based on economic standards, and it's based on social standards that are not reality. They're based on stuff and on your worthiness according to how much stuff you own, how big your front door is, and how many likes you get on Snapchat, how popular you are. And this is the way it works for the ruling kakistocracy as well. That's why people refer to them as the elite, because it's basically a popularity contest. That's why the elite go out there in their gold-plated carriages and wave to the minions, and all the minions gather on the side of the road and salute and throw flowers at these people, because they all have Stockholm Syndrome and they all worship fame and glory as being the most sought-after prizes in all of society. This is why you ask kids these days, would they prefer to be intelligent or famous? And they will tell you they prefer to be famous, because that's what it's all about. It's one big popularity contest. This is why the leaders have gone out of their way to associate themselves with celebrities. Indeed, this is even why celebrities were created. I mean, this was a byproduct of television. You create television, create celebrities, all these people that everyone suddenly wants to be around because they think that they're just so wonderful. And then the politicians start hanging around and associate themselves with these people, so that they become celebrities, so that this makes people want to emulate this and see fame as the be-all and end-all of what it's all about. Everyone thinks that it's all about being a celebrity. That's what success is. It's about public adoration. And that's what they've done, folks. They've turned life into a popularity contest. And now this is filtering down to society, because the more you take things from the people and the further you push them down, the people see, well, hang on, if I can start rubbing shoulders with these other guys, with these rich royal crew, then things are going to open up for me and I'm going to be adored by the masses. I won't just be a little pleb. I'll be someone of importance, because that's what they think life is. They think it's about fame. They think it's about fortune. And that's what they've done to society. This is how you can end up with famous personalities or so-called celebrities such as Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton, who are famous for being famous. That's it. That is their only claim to fame, is the fact that they are famous. Now, how do you work that one out? That's an interesting concept, isn't it? But that's what they've done to society. That's what it's become, because they've been able to turn society and most human activity into a popularity contest. And the more we slide into this digital world, the more we slide into the smart grid, and the more outcast people become from reality, it's going to become more and more about that, whereby we'll end up in a situation where popularity and fame is everything. Either you're just a mundane pleb, or you're someone really famous. And when you're famous, you'll get molded and sent into whatever direction they want to send you into, because that's what they can use to mold the rest of society. The whole thing is contrived, folks. We've been given all these misplaced concepts of what it means to be human, what it means to be successful, what it means to even have fame or to be something that somebody else should emulate to be like. You know, it's become about what you look like, about how many likes you can get, about the places you can travel to and the people that you're seen with. None of it has become about reality. And this is one of the ways that we're controlled. It's this superficial version of what it even means to be human that has been superimposed over our minds and is fast becoming all of what reality is about for the kids that are coming up through school. And the thing is that as it becomes more and more digital and more smart and more superficial, it becomes more and more controlling because it controls more and more what people think. Suddenly people aren't allowed to express themselves at all because it's seen as thinking outside of the box, or they may get penalized. They may not get enough likes. They may become a lesser person than their friends or their peers. They may get discarded, and then they may end up grumpy and say something wrong and get locked out of the system. You know, this is a perfect form of thought police, a perfect way of getting people to police their own thoughts. It's a perfect form of mind control, the whole smart grid, the way it's coming online. The question is, what do we do about it? What do we do to alleviate this situation? How do we keep the technology that we've got, but lead it into a place where humankind can actually survive and maintain its viability in a world that no longer really needs them? And in looking at all this, I've said many times that what we're really facing here is a spiritual battle. And in even saying that, people will jump on you and they'll attack you for even saying that. You'll say, what is this? You're talking about joining hands with your community and becoming the head of some sort of wave of spiritual communism, is what I've been accused of. Spiritual communism, what is that? Now, what I'm talking about, folks, is having the respect in your neighbors and the respect for the people around you to be able to stand up together and address this situation. You know, even saying this is a spiritual battle creates that sort of a reaction in people because they don't understand it. They don't understand how you could apply any spiritual understandings to the world. You know, for me to even come onto the radio and say the things I say, for me to even go and do the talks that I do and to stand up in front of an audience and say the things that I say in front of these people is to be in that spiritual battle, is to overcome that spiritual hurdle, to realize that these inner understandings you can get of appreciation of the term in Lakesh, for example, that I use at the end of every radio show, which essentially means I am another yourself. And so I should respect you the way I would want you to respect me. Now, I should at least treat you as a person of equal value and have equal right to be here. And together, if we can respect each other and allow ourselves to think differently about whatever it is our belief systems are, but realize that we have a common foe here, which is holding us back and preventing us from ever expressing those beliefs or expressing the art of being ourselves, and we should focus our attention there. Really, that's what the saying means, that's what the term means, but by even suggesting this to people, you get accused of being some sort of spiritual communist or something. But really, it's overcoming that spiritual hurdle that even allows me to come onto the show and say the things that I say, and to realize that all this authority is fiction. And no, I'm not saying we don't need government, because in a situation in the world we've got today with all this infrastructure and we've got all these electrical grids and all of this stuff that we do, shipping, transport, all sorts of stuff, of course we need some sort of governance to run this. But we need a governance that manages our infrastructure in a responsible manner, not a governance that works to oppress and enslave the people and lock them into this digital reality where every action that they carry out and every thought that they have will be monitored and controlled, and where they'll be penalized if they do not think according to the parameters the government dictates to them, because that's the way we're heading. And we can stand up and call this out if we simply grow a backbone enough to do it. Really, that's what it comes down to, folks. It comes down to people standing up for themselves. You know, gaining these spiritual understandings, just realizing their self-worth, which is what I've attempted to do with all of the stuff that I brought you. Any spiritual understandings or any talks of this being an electrical universe, any talks of what anyone would conceive to be spiritual communism or whatever they want to label it. This all is about respecting yourself enough to respect other people and allowing them to respect you and standing up together to address the criminals that have taken over rule of this earth, the criminals that are running our governments, this organized crime gang that we euphemistically refer to as federal government in all of our countries, which has concocted this entire situation and led the world into the direction that it is now leading it. And it's not a good direction. But at the same time, it's a good direction in as much as it is in our face, and so it provides us the opportunity to actually stand up for ourselves. And that's what this spiritual battle is. Stand up for yourselves, folks. Stand up and call this out for what it is. Ask these people how they have a right to do what they are doing, and address the fact that every politician in this world sits in abuse of office. All of these people give themselves powers they have no right to have. They claim to get the power from the people, but we don't have the power to do what they do. I don't have the power to put you in a cage and lock you away from society because you decide to heal your cancer with cannabis. So how does the government get that power from me? How can it do that to me? How can it do that to anybody else? Who do these people think they are? They don't have the powers that they give themselves. They write this stuff down and they call it law. It's not law. It's legislation that they concoct to control you. And we go along with it because we never question it. We never vet it. We never stand up and call them for the abuse of office that they sit in, for giving themselves powers that they have no right to have, and for limiting the human experience in a way that they have no right to do. That is the problem. And that is the spiritual hurdle we need to overcome. Everybody needs to overcome this spiritual hurdle. And everybody needs to get active in attempting to turn this into a better world and take humanity in a better direction than what they're going in. Now, it's all very well to come and listen to these radio shows, and I appreciate the fact that people do. I appreciate the fact that people share the information. I appreciate the very many kind emails that people send me. But, you know, everybody has a little bit of spare time. You can do more than just listening to the radio shows and sharing the information. You can start putting out information yourself. You can start helping people who do put out the information. Mark Passio is looking for someone to help him at the moment. If there's anybody out there who lives in Philadelphia, Mark needs help on the ground in Philadelphia, hands-on work where he lives to help him get material out there and to keep this mission going, to keep this great work happening, this great work that we are all doing. And regardless of what you think of Mark Passio or his background or how aggressive he is or whatever, I mean, he's someone who's out there trying to make a difference. He's someone who's standing up to this ruling cacistocracy, and that's a good thing. And everybody does it in their own way, and everybody should be doing it in their own way. Now, we all need help. We all need assistance. And everybody out there listening to the show can do this. We can all help in some way. Just get active in your community. It isn't just about playing YouTube clips and listening to your favorite radio announcers. And like I said, I really appreciate the people that listen to this. I really appreciate the many supporting emails that I get. I'm just hoping people are getting active on the ground and starting to make a difference in their own community. You know, when you hear this information or you like the show or you like something that I addressed on the show or you like some talk that somebody else did, share the information with other people. Don't just listen to it. Share it. Share it with everybody. Get it out to the wider community. And look, I know it's going to be really hard and it's going to be a really hard thing for a lot of people to do, but put down your smartphones. Listen to this show on a computer. Listen to it somewhere else. You don't need a smartphone. You don't need to be using a credit card. You don't need to be following their smart system and leading yourself into their smart grid. Start thinking for yourself, or at least remember how to think for yourself. Start remembering phone numbers. Start remembering how to write, remembering how to draw. Start remembering how to do things in the real world and help the kids find their way back to the real world. That's a major thing that everybody can do. But we can all get active. We just have to identify the fact that this world is run by a criminal cacistocracy, and we have to start questioning their actions in the right way and standing up for our rights and standing up for our right to be human. That's all it really is. You might say, oh, we have no rights. Well, we do. We have as much right as anybody else. And this is irrespective of anything they've written down on paper, which is claiming you have rights or constitutions or any of this sort of stuff. All of it is contrived. All of it is fiction. All of it is stuff we just wrote down on paper. The fact is that we all have an inherent right to be here. We all have equal value. We all have equal worth. We may not have equal potential. We may not have equal capabilities. We may be wanting to do completely different things with our lives. But we all have equal value, and there is no reason for us to put up with being controlled the way we are by this group of ruthless criminals that are farming this species. And that's what they're doing, folks. We're living in a people farm. All you have to do is look around you to see the reality of this. Yeah, and the ruling cacistocracy knows. They know that people are waking up. They know that there's so much talk about what's going on. They know there's so much talk that there is this dark hand that exists behind everything else. And that's why they've ramped up the theater so much. And that's why we're seeing things such as QAnon and all this 4D chess that Trump's supposed to be playing, blah, 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 all this stuff. Just wait and see, folks. Like I said, it doesn't matter who they arrest. They could go and arrest the entire Clinton Foundation, arrest Soros, arrest the Rothschilds, arrest all these people. Won't make a difference. Won't make a shred of difference to the smart grid that's rolling out. Won't make a shred of difference to the cashless society. Won't make a shred of difference to the Chinese One Belt, One Road system. It won't make a shred of difference to what the New World Order actually is. All it is providing a few scapegoats for us to hang out to dry, none of which will mean anything. Even if they are all arrested, where will they go? There'll be some theatre trial and they'll just disappear from public view the way they always do. Where do they ever go? They'll probably go to the Caribbean or wherever it is that these people go and live out their lives in peace, and we'll never hear from them again. It doesn't mean that justice actually came to anybody. You know, but it's a carrot for everybody because, I mean, everybody wants to see them arrested. I mean, I do too. Sure, I'd like to see these criminals arrested. I'd like to see them all held accountable for their actions. I'd like to see this whole pedophile ring shut down. But you won't shut it down until you shut down the wars, because that is the source of the raw material for the pedophile gangs. That's the source of raw material for the organ harvesting, the human trafficking that goes on through Israel, the enormous amount of body parts that are sold on the black market, the enormous amount of people that are funneled through Haiti and harvested through there, the enormous amount of children that are trafficked through places such as Malaysia and the Philippines and out of war zones, and the amount of women that are trafficked through the Balkans and through countries such as Ukraine. I mean, this is happening on an industrial scale, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and you're not going to stop this by arresting the Clinton Foundation and jailing the Podesta brothers and putting up smoke screens such as Uranium One, which is what they're talking about with the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton. They're actually using Uranium One as a means of going after her. What about all the other stuff that she's doing? What about this massive global pedophile ring, which is happening through companies such as DynCorp and which all governments are involved in? And what about the smart grid that's rolling out underneath it? Won't make a shred of difference to any of that, folks. It won't stop any of the wars. It won't stop the smart grid, and it won't stop the ultra-surveillance system that we are heading into. And that is the New World Order. I think it's very important that people see this and pay attention to what's going on around and realize all these enemies are contrived. It's all contrived, folks. It's all theater. It all leads towards the same direction, and none of the real matters are being addressed. I'm not seeing any of the real matters addressed with any of this QAnon stuff. I'm seeing so many mouthpieces out there just popping up out of nowhere with hundreds of thousands of subscribers all of a sudden telling you all this stuff from insiders they've got contact with. Rubbish. It's the same old theater that we've been fed for years, and none of it addresses the real problems. None of it addresses the fact that the only real change that's ever going to come is going to come from the people when they choose to stand up for what they are and call this system out for what it is. That's the only place any real change is going to come from, folks. Doesn't matter what politician gets in there and decides to arrest anybody and claims they're leading you to safety. While the world is still continuing in the same direction, while the chemtrails are still being sprayed in the sky, while the vaccines are still becoming mandatory in so many states, while GM cannabis is coming online in so many countries, this is why they're legalizing cannabis, folks, and they're making it all GM. While all this is happening, while Operation Talpiot and the inordinate control that Israel has over all our countries is not being addressed, while the surveillance grid isn't being addressed, while the phthalates and plastics and transgenderization isn't being addressed, while the nanotech in the food isn't being addressed, while the cashless control grid isn't being addressed, while these wars are going on, while this smart grid is rolling out, the only place they're leading you to is further into the control grid and further into the New World Order system, which is simply the new world where everything will be ordered according to what the functional algorithms dictate they should be ordered. That's what the New World Order is. The New World Order is the smart, cashless society that is coming online under the guise of convenience underneath all the other theater that is in play at the moment. And there's so much theater, folks. That missile launch the other day, the fake missile launch towards Hawaii, what do you think that was about? It's because nobody's really taking this threat of war with North Korea too seriously anymore. Everyone's focus is elsewhere. They need to get your attention on what's going on with North Korea, so they stage this fake missile launch just to get you focused back on the threat of nuclear war. And there is not going to be any nuclear war. Even if nuclear weapons are real, which I would very much question, there's never going to be a nuclear war, folks, because the world is run by business, and nuclear war destroys all business. It's not financially viable. It's not economically practical. It doesn't make good business sense to have a nuclear war. It's not going to solve anything. There's far easier ways to cull the population than a nuclear war. A nuclear war renders real estate unusable, and they don't want the real estate unusable. They want their system to come online, and nuclear war is not going to help that happen at all. Nuclear war doesn't benefit anybody. However, the threat of nuclear war is a great tool for political control, and that's why it is such an ever-present threat. But it's not going to happen, folks. It's theater for the masses. Simply another play to keep people under control and prevent people from paying attention to what the left hand is doing while the right hand is continually banging the drums of war. Well, kind of juggling between the drums of war and the drums of economic collapse anyway, and political theatre and a few other lemons that they're tossing around at the moment as well. many of which I am very surprised to be seeing supported so much by elements within the independent media. But then I guess it shows you who the real players are, folks. It shows you who is following the party line and who wants to become the new mainstream media when it's shown how ineffective the mainstream media we have is. Just the way to do it, folks. You know, we need a media. We need something that's going to inform the people. So if the mainstream media is going to be discredited to the point that it is becoming and people are going to turn away from it in such droves, you need to set up the new players for the new version of the mainstream media, which is simply the ultra-right-wing side of the independent media. Well, you know, the ultra-right-wing side or the ultra-left-wing side. Anybody who's claiming they're part of a wing, really, folks, because there is no left and there is no right. There's just truth and that which is not truth. And all the rest of it is theatre for the masses. The big question in that, of course, is determining exactly what is the truth. You know, and all the information that we get, what is true? Where is the real information? What is the true reality of our situation? You know, something I've found over the years, folks, that the only truth I can really believe in is myself. And if you always stay true to your heart, but always give other people the benefit of the doubt, you know, people are programmed, people are trained to think what other people want them to think. But just believe in yourself and believe what you can experience yourself and you will find what the truth is. But the only real truth I've ever found has been myself, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all I can say is maintain your focus and always follow what your heart tells you to be true. You know, one thing that's for certain is that we are in a time of great change. There are a great many cards that are in play at the moment. There's a huge amount of theatrics, and that should account for something. That should tell people that there is big changes in play. But the thing is to always pay attention to what the left hand is doing. You know, a lot of what we're seeing with the whole QAnon information, it's so public, it's so in everybody's face, and it's coming from so many directions, and a lot of the sources that it's coming from are people that I simply don't trust personally. So underneath all of this, you've got to really look at what is the deeper play. What is the left hand doing while all of this is being waved in our face? There's always a deeper play. Call me distrustful, call me paranoid, call me skeptical, but in my experience, there's always a deeper play, and it's very important to not allow hubris to dictate your actions or lead you in your thinking. It's just important to continue to pay attention because, frankly, folks, we've been lied to so many times in the past that as far as any positive change coming from any political quarter, well, I'll believe it when I see it. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'm going to leave it there for now, and we're going to have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one of the things I think that prevents people from really seeing what the smart grid is and how the smart grid actually is the New World Order, it is the New World Order system anyway, is that people don't really realize the amount of control this smart grid is going to exert over their everyday lives. And the amount of control it's also going to exert over what they're doing and what they're saying and even over what they're thinking, what they're prepared to think, what they're prepared to say, how far they are prepared to think outside the box, how willing they are to actually express their opinion or step outside of any social guidelines. You know, the social justice warriors will cease to exist because we won't need them, because everyone will police their own thoughts under the smart system because it's designed to do that. And all you've got to do is look at the social credit system that's being rolled out in China to see how this works and the extremes that it can be taken to. You know, when you get someone who questions the government or exposes some form of government corruption and they get penalized in some way and it's all good and they think they've paid their debt and then suddenly they go to buy a plane ticket and they find that they're not qualified for that plane ticket the way we see in China now. They go to buy a train ticket and they find they're not qualified to ride on high-tier trains. And you can take this a little bit further. You'll find that once it all goes digital, you'll get to a situation where people will not be qualified to buy certain types of food. For example, anyone on a pension. At the moment, some people get food stamps they can only spend on certain types of food. It will get to the point where they can go to a supermarket and they simply can't buy certain types of food because they're not qualified to do so. And this will happen to anybody who's being penalized by the government. And then you'll find the development of extra services that will be available to those who comply with the government system. You'll find there'll probably be some sort of a points system introduced whereby once you get a certain amount of points for deferential behaviour, then you will qualify to obtain certain high-class goods or entry to certain high-class areas. You'll find a situation whereby it's the elements of virtually everything we've seen in all the most dystopian movies you can think of. You could roll The Hunger Games, Minority Report, and Equilibrium all together, and you'd still not really have an all-encompassing view of what is coming. Because it's going to encompass all of those concepts, and it's going to be taken even further. And it'll be at the point where people are quite literally scared to think anything unusual at all. Because if they do, they'll get penalized. And think what would happen if people were able to hook themselves up to a mainframe and this whole transhumanist concept comes online, whereby people are actually hooked up to the grid without even choosing to do so. You know, if you look at things such as the neural mesh that Elon Musk is talking about, you look at what's in the nanotech, you look at the type of neural pathways they're creating, the type of neural connections they're creating in everyday people without the people even knowing it, through chemtrails and nanotech and the food and all the stuff that they're doing, the radio waves, the 5G grid. I mean, really, when you step back and look at it, folks, the possibilities are quite phenomenal as to how they can control people. And now, where is it going to get to a point where they can actually monitor your thoughts? And should you even choose to think something that they don't like, you'll find yourself penalized. Now, what sort of a reality will that be? How will you have any type of creative thinking in that reality? How could you ever have any type of new inventions or new creations in that reality? As I said a few shows ago, imagine someone like Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci or Nikola Tesla or even Isaac Newton or any of the mainstream scientists you might consider to be good. Imagine any of these people trying to get their ideas forth in this system. It's not possible. It's not possible for anyone to think anything that the government doesn't want them to think or do anything that the government doesn't want them to do. And should you choose to even develop some idea behind their back or just do something sneaky in private or just invent something, well, they'll be onto it as soon as you do. And if they don't like what you're inventing, well, then you will lose your privileges. You'll lose your access to certain services. You'll just become not qualified for these services. And what this will do is it will force people into a life of crime. Because, you know, if you get disqualified from certain services simply for thinking outside of the box or having a new idea that the government doesn't like, and you're not able to function in the real world, well, what do you do? What choice do you have? You have to resort to crime in order to survive because you have no other choice. You know, you haven't even got a roof over your head. You can't even go and purchase food because it's all digital and you're locked out of the system. So suddenly you become an outcast. Suddenly you become part of the private prison system, and this is how they deal with dissent. They simply lock you out of the system and they force you into becoming an undesirable. And this, of course, will set up a scenario where it will create an example for the other people. So no one's going to want to think outside of the box because, wow, look what just happened to that guy, simply because he thought outside the box and he did something the government didn't want him to do. Because, of course, it's only terrorists who do what the government doesn't want you to do. Now, they're even creating disorders for this, folks. They suggest that anyone who questions the actions of government or thinks outside the box or thinks that their government may not have their best interests at heart or simply does not respect government authority has what they call oppositional defiance disorder, ODD. Odd. Interesting anachronism, don't you think? Oh, you don't like what the government's saying? You must have ODD. You must be an odd person. Now, of course, I'll just put you on medication and penalize you, and if you continue to behave in the wrong way, then they will criminalize you by penalizing you even further to the point that you have no other option than to commit crime, and that's the way they do it. As I've said, folks, so often lately, in the coming system, there will be only two types of people, desirables and undesirables, and all you have to do is think outside the box, and they will turn you into an undesirable, whether you want to be or not. And they'll be able to do this to people even if you make a mistake. Even if you say something or think something that they vaguely don't like, they can just penalize you any way they want. And when it gets to the point that it's an algorithm that's doing the penalizing, simply because you're not thinking the right way or doing the right thing, then what is the appeal process in this? All you can do is hope to regain your points by really crawling to the system and really licking butt in the right quarters and hope that you get your points back so that you get reinstated, so that you're allowed the privileges that everybody else has by default. That is the New World Order system, and that is the most ultimate control that you can get, folks. That is controlling everything that people think, everything that people say, and every action they perform, and making sure all of it applies to government regulations and government standards. And this is not life. This is not living. This is not freedom. This is not anything. But this is what is coming, and it's all coming under the guise of convenience and smart apps on smartphones. Think about what you're doing, folks. Put these things down. Get out of this system. I mean, we can still use the internet. We can still do a lot of good things, but don't allow yourself to get led into this smart grid, because this smart grid is really the be all and end all. This is the end game. This is what they want. This is what they've been leading to all along, and all of this other stuff is theater. And I'm not seeing any of this addressed by anybody. I'm not seeing anybody really looking at this in its full spectrum and bringing this information to people. So I really think it's important that those who hear this message and hear this show really step back and look at all this and share this information with people around them, because it's important, folks. We really have to pay attention to where this next coming generation is being led. And I think they're going to distract us with abundance as well. We're going to see a lot of abundance in the next couple of years. Bitcoin, the cryptos, they're all going to take off. You're going to see all these self-made millionaires. A lot of people are going to have a lot of money, and it's going to become pretty easy and pretty comfortable for people to live. And that's what they're going to use to be able to shift us all into this smart system. We're all going to think it's great because everyone is suddenly affluent. Everyone's doing good things. We've just seen all these arrests, and suddenly everybody's got money. But it's going to be a short-lived experience, and very soon, if we don't pay attention, we're going to find ourselves locked into this smart grid. You know, we could take the bull by the horns in this situation when the abundance comes, run with it and keep it and take us to an abundant future, but don't allow ourselves to be locked into the smart grid at the same time. That's the important thing. Maintain focus. Always look at what the left hand is doing, no matter what carrot the right hand is giving you, because there's always, always a deeper play. And that's all I'm saying with all this, folks. I'm not attempting to be paranoid. I'm not attempting to spread fear or bring you bad information. I'm just asking people to pay attention. I think it's really important that we do. You know, people should really look at the bigger picture in looking at all this as well. You know, one of the real problems that we're facing with all of this political theater that's happening at the moment is that people are looking at it from a very Americentric way of thinking. This is naturally the way Americans think, and Americans often think that America is the center of the universe, but really it's not. It's very much part of the control system, and it's very much part of what is happening on the world stage. But all of our countries are corrupt. All of our countries are run by this same kakistocracy, and what Trump is doing is not addressing the situation in England. And of course, you'll get people that will say, well, that's a ridiculous statement. Why should it be addressing the situation in England? He's the US president. But the thing is, it's a global kakistocracy. It's a worldwide system, folks. This is the same cabal, the same group that runs every single country on earth. And what Trump's doing in the United States, what Trump's doing with the Clinton Foundation and all the executive order he's signed to freeze assets and all this sort of stuff, it only affects the United States. It doesn't affect the rest of the world. It's not affecting the situation in the UK. It's not addressing the situation in Ireland or the situation in Scotland. It's certainly not addressing the situation that's happening here in Australia with Malcolm Turnbull and the police state and the smart grid that's rolling out here. You know, if Trump was to arrest Hillary Clinton and bring down the Clinton Foundation and Soros and the Rothschilds and all this sort of stuff, and I don't think it's going to happen to the Rothschilds, folks, because they're British anyway. But how is any of this going to affect England? How is it going to affect the UK? How is it going to affect Australia? How is it going to affect the rest of the world? It's not really going to do anything. That's the thing. I mean, this whole system is a worldwide system, folks. It encompasses every single country on earth. The ruling kakistocracy have their hands everywhere. It's not just the United States. And there's so much theatrics going on with what Trump's doing, so much theatrics to do with the financial system and this whole posturing against North Korea and the Chinese One Belt, One Road initiative. All of this stuff is all tied together. And the cryptocurrency, the blockchain, all of it is tied together. And it's really imperative that people don't look at it from an Americentric perspective, but actually step back and look at it as a worldwide thing. Put it on the world stage and see where it's all leading. Because when you do that, you get quite a different perspective. You know, you really look at Trump. Trump's just a player. He's not the head of the world. He's not the leader of the free world the way people think he is. He's just a puppet. He's a mouthpiece. Now, the president doesn't get to make any real decisions. They've got to go through all sorts of processes to do it, and all of it gets approved, and all of it is one big puppet show. They always get their information from advisors anyway. Most of them don't even really know what's going on. And looking at Trump's actions, I'd say he either doesn't know what's going on or he's bought and paid for by Israel to begin with anyway. So that's not very confidence-inspiring. But don't just think of it as an American situation, folks, because it isn't. It's a worldwide situation that we're dealing with here. This kakistocracy controls every single government on this earth. And they're all leading towards the same agenda, and they always have been. This whole thing is a play. You know, even when I look at this whole QAnon thing and the fireworks and all the arrests, even the investigation, you know, the Bill Gates Foundation and its misuse of vaccines is being implicated. A lot of people are being implicated. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff coming out with this whole QAnon information. There is a lot of good stuff regarding the global pedophile ring. There's a lot of good stuff regarding the corruption that's through Europe. I mean, there is a lot of good things coming out through this whole QAnon information dump that's happening. But again, you've got to look at the deeper picture. You really do. I mean, if I was running this whole global kakistocracy, and it became so obvious that it was so corrupt to the entire world, what are you going to do? You've got to hang some people out to dry. You've got to find some way of restoring people's faith in government. Because people don't trust government at all anymore. People don't trust government at any level, anywhere in the world. So you have to have someone like Trump come along to drain the swamp, in inverted commas. And you've got to have the villains there for him to hang out. And it makes perfect sense to do this, to find some scapegoats, to hang him out to dry, and to look like there's this big white knight charging in to take control of the situation and arrest all the culprits and put them all in jail. I mean, this is how it works, folks. Order out of chaos. But the chaos has to become apparent to the people. I mean, you can just read the old Blavatsky text of the externalization of the hierarchy. What's this all about? The externalization of the hierarchy. They have to show you how corrupt the system is, so that you will demand change, and then they come along and they change the system into this wonderful, new, peaceful system that everybody's going to love, and they're all going to embrace, and they're all going to think that they've been saved. But what is the real play? That's the question, folks. Remember, all the world is a stage. You've got to look at what's going on beneath the surface. This smart grid, nothing is addressing this smart grid. This posturing with North Korea, what this is going to lead to. And again, folks, watch for when China intervenes in the situation. And you've got to see how, if you wanted to construct this whole globalist community, this entire worldwide system, and incorporate it into one worldwide currency and one worldwide government, how would you go about it? How would you restore the confidence in the people's minds towards government to be able to pull this off? And again, you've got to really look at this, folks, and take into account that the New World Order is the smart grid. Okay, the electronic smart grid, the digital cashless society, the Internet of Things. This is the New World Order. Keep that in the back of your mind while you're looking at all of this theater that's going on, all these mass arrests, all this stuff that's being said by QAnon, and through all of it, folks, another thing to think about and to just keep it into perspective. Ask yourself the question, through all of it, how much do you see implicating Israel in any wrongdoings at all through any of the QAnon information? Think about that. Now, Israel controls the Palantir software. Israel carried out the 9/11 attacks. I'm seeing all of the blame shifted onto the Clinton Foundation, onto the Aswar brothers. I'm seeing mention of Hezbollah. Of course, the Podesta brothers are implicated. And all these European interests are being implicated, which are all controlled by the hand of Israel. Yet Israel is not being implicated in any of this. So think about this. Think about where it's all going, ladies and gentlemen. And while the right hand is dangling these carrots in front of you, always continue to look beneath the surface and pay attention to what the left hand is doing. And I've got to tell you, folks, that I'd really love all of this to be just wonderful. I'd really love this draining of the swamp to really happen. I'd love it to be as easy as simply identifying that there is this criminal cabal, this child trafficking ring, or whatever you want to call it, and that the solution to all of our problems was as simple as the US president writing some executive orders and investigating the Clinton Foundation and arresting the Podesta brothers and rattling sabers towards North Korea. You know, I really would like to think it was all this simple. I'd like to believe that Trump is the good guy in there doing things for the people and is really doing his best to make the world a better place. And maybe on some level he is. Maybe he really believes he is in his heart. But when I see the way he capitulates to Israel, the way he supports the genocide of the Palestinian people, and I see all this other stuff going on beneath the surface, and I see how necessary it is to expose the hierarchy and to drain the swamp in order to usher in the new world that they really wanted to usher in all along. You know, the world that exists below the surface, the smart grid that hides under the guise of convenience. This is what I see happening, and this is what I see as having been the play the whole time. This is what it's always been about. It's always been about bringing in this smart grid ever since the invention of technology, ever since the outlawing of cannabis and the invention of television. This has been the process. Outlaw the real medicines, get us controlled by pharmaceuticals which make us sick and control our cognitive function, lead us into this virtual world first via the introduction of television, bring in a media to control what people think and lead us into the direction that they've led us into. You know, stage all these theater wars, all this fear, instill it all into the minds of the people and lead them into this smart grid because that is the ultimate control system. And with everything Trump is doing, for all of his good intentions that people may think he has, I don't see any of this being addressed. And I see very, very few people in the independent media talking about it. I don't see any of the biggest names in the independent media addressing this issue at all. Not at all, folks. They're all steering you towards the politics and the theatrics and the left and right and the bringing down of the deep state and the hidden cabal. They don't address the point that the deep state can't exist without the state being there to begin with, and the problem is the state. The problem is government itself and the way government is structured, the way government is run, the lack of transparency, the lack of humanity, and the ever-present ruling guideline of the economic model that controls every aspect of human behavior. These are the real issues, and none of these issues are being addressed. But with all this, you know, with all the things that Trump's doing, if all these arrests do happen and it does become apparent to people that the swamp is being drained, what we have the option to do is to run with it. To go, okay, well, now that you've established that we're not going to tolerate wrong behavior anymore, then we won't tolerate it. And we've got to stop allowing government to cause harm to people. And what we need to do through all of it, folks, regardless of what happens, even if the swamp is drained and all of this stuff that QAnon says is coming true, and all the stuff Trump's doing is on the level, again, you've got to look at the smart grid and pay attention to the smart grid. You know, we could end up in a time of great abundance. You know, cryptos could take off the right way. Everything could go the way people want it to go if we get proactive to make it go that way. You know, what I've outlined for you on the show today is a worst case scenario because that's what I do. You know, I look at things and I say, well, here's what they could do with it. And it's important to pay attention to that because that way you can see what the possibilities are and you can take action to make sure we don't go in that direction. And I think a lot of the things that the independent media have done have prevented us going in a lot of really bad directions. I think the independent media has prevented a number of false flag attacks as well, simply by identifying that these attacks are imminent and preventing them from happening. Because if they were to happen, everyone would know because we predicted it was going to happen. When it doesn't happen, everyone goes, oh, you were wrong. Well, I don't think so. I think that we stopped some of these things. And it's the same with identifying these problems, you know, looking at how they could take it and where it could go. But through all of it, if we develop some backbone and we stand up for ourselves and we run with this, then we have the opportunity to completely empower ourselves with what's happening. But it has to be us. Don't wait for government to lead you there. Do it yourself. That's the thing. And pay attention to the smart grid. Don't buy into the smart grid. Allow the abundance to come and run with it. And take it as an opportunity to cease tolerating wrong behavior. And we have a real opportunity to pull ourselves through this. We really do. But we've got to pay attention to how all of this is a play, because I think it is. I think all of it is a play. Like I said, I'm not seeing Israel addressed in any of this. I'm not seeing any of the real issues addressed. I'm seeing all of this theater going on the surface, which is completely necessary. If you look at how the hierarchy must be exposed and the swamp must be drained in order to restore people's confidence in government in order to usher in this system, then it makes perfect sense for this whole thing to be going down the way it is and for it to have been set up that way from the beginning. All the world is a stage, ladies and gentlemen, and what is going to happen from this point is going to be determined by what the players do. And what we have to realize is that we are all players. We are all part of this. We are all on this stage together. Yeah, our problem is that we're distracted by looking at the main actors. We're not looking at the extras. We're the extras, folks, and we can change the scene by doing something unscripted. So let's do that. You know, I think we have a real opportunity to pull off some freedom here if we pay attention to what the left hand is doing. So that's all I'm really asking, is that people pay attention and realize that we are the main players here. We just have forgotten that. These people that are running all this stuff, they're just our employees, and we don't have to do any of this anymore. And I think that's becoming apparent to everyone. So it's going to be what we do from here. Just be careful you don't allow yourself to be led into this smart system in the process, because the smart grid is the new world order. As I said, folks, I'm really looking forward to the time when I can just come on these shows and bring you some really positive information. And hopefully that time's going to come this year. Hopefully we are going to see some positive change. So let's all get on board and make sure that we move this all in the direction we want it to go, and don't allow others to do it for us. That's always been the problem, is we always hand the reins over to somebody else when really we are the ones who need to be in control of the direction our lives are going. But folks, we're getting to that time again where we've almost reached the end of the show, so I'm going to have to pretty well leave it there for now. As I've said to you many times before, I'm speaking at Anacapulco next month around about the 14th to 18th of February. I'm also going to be speaking at the Open Mind Conference in Ireland on the 3rd to 4th of March. That's an event I'm looking forward to as well. It's also been confirmed now that I'm going to be speaking at AV9 in the UK as well. That's a gig that I always look forward to. That's going to be happening sometime in May, I would imagine. I'm also going to be speaking at an event in LA sometime around about June, I think, called Regeneration, that I spoke at last year. And I'll be doing a Cambo workshop in Hawaii in June as well. And that's about my schedule for the year, if you'd like to catch up with me. And this is probably going to be the last year that I do any touring at all, folks. I mean, I'm still on the same tour that I was on last year. I just seem to have come home in the middle of it because I needed to, because of the traumas that were happening in the Amazon at the time. But these will be the last speaking events that I do for quite some time. So if you are anywhere out there, please do come along to these events. Please do come along to the event in Ireland. I'm really looking forward to that one. That is, again, going to be on the 2nd to 4th of March at Dooley's Hotel in Waterford, Ireland. So please do come along to that. It'll be a good gig. And I'll let you know of any workshops that happen in Europe. There's a lot of people that are interested in doing some Cambo workshops in Europe, and there's a very good chance that I'll be holding some Cambo workshops while I'm in Holland sometime through March or possibly April, but I'll keep you posted on that. I don't really have anything confirmed yet. I never really know what I'm doing, folks. There's so many things that just sort of happen, and I just have to sort of play things by ear and let you know as they happen. Many, many thanks to those who continue to support the website, who continue to listen to the radio show and share the YouTube clips. Many, many thanks, unbridled thanks, to my Patreon supporters. You are truly the only thing that keeps me going, and I cannot thank you enough. I know I say that every show, and it's become a bit of a mantra for me, but it really is true. I cannot thank my Patreon supporters enough. You're the only thing that keeps the show on the air, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do any of this without the support of my Patreon subscribers. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And look, I really do hope to see some of you at these gigs at Ireland and at AV9 in the UK and at Regeneration in LA and even at the Cambo workshops that I carry out in Holland and in Hawaii as well. As I said, this is going to be the last tour that I do for quite some time, folks. I'm getting a bit old and I'm really getting past all of this traveling. So I really do hope to see some people at some of these gigs and to catch up with you. And if you do see me at some of the gigs, folks, feel free to come up and say hi. It's always a pleasure to meet people. But thank you again, folks. I'm now completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then, my friends. In La Cache.